the East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Back on the phone with our friend, formerly the senior editor at Rotten Tomatoes, Gray Drake. And before we talk about the movie that's out this weekend, Fighting With My Family, got to get a couple of more Oscar picks from you, Gray. So, best actress.
Okay. Glenn Close has been nominated 6 times and never won. And I do think this is her year. But she's got Olivia Colman breathing down her neck.
Okay. From The Favorite.
And
right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's either or. And I'm hoping for Glenn. I'm crossing my fingers because Girlfriend really needs an Oscar.
Okay. And, you know, I know a lot of people are rooting for Lady Gaga because it's the only one they've seen.
Right.
So. Well, here's the sad part. Here's what I'll tell you. Statistically, you can look at every category where A Star Is Born is nominated and cross it off your possibilities.
Okay.
The only time that doesn't apply is for song, when it will win for Shallow, but that's the only award it will take home, unless it's a huge upset somewhere else.
Okay. All right. And now how about Best Actor?
Oh, so Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody has captured everyone's hearts, and we love him very much.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that could possibly take it from him in that category is Christian Bale for Vice.
Right. See, I liked Rami in the movie. I didn't really care for the movie.
That's what people who have their wits about him would say. Because it really was all about his performance.
Yeah.
And the movie's just fine, but he's so great that he's really elevated the whole film.
Okay. And now let's get to a clip here with Fighting With The Family.
We were very impressed by your tape. In April, we're bringing SmackDown to the O2 in London, and we'd like both of you to come down and try out for us. Hello?
They'd be very happy to accept.
Good. And we already have a Britney, so just think of an alternative name.
Yeah, sure. Kay. Yeah.
And A Star Is Born wrestling style.
Oh, totally. So this is a movie about the WWE's Paige. And she was a really, in real life, a very young but very promising talent who ended up becoming a manager because of a horrible injury. So spoiler alert, things work out great for her in the movie, but basically this is just her story. Now, it's written and directed by Stephen Merchant, who did The British Office.
Okay.
And so this movie that's packed with amazing talent, like Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, it's super funny, it's super touching, and it will teach you a lot about wrestling if you didn't already know it. I was so surprised. I didn't know anything about the WWE, but this actually turned me into a fan, and now I actually check it out.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, if it turns if it makes you a fan, it's a good movie then, right?
Yes, and Vince Vaughn and The Rock are in full effect, and there's a lot to like about it. You don't have to be a WWE fan, but if you are, you're going to especially love it. Surprising.
Okay. Can't talk to Gray Drake on Mondays anymore because he's too busy watching Raw.
Yeah, it's not just how I eat my chicken anymore.
Oh. Gray Drake, formerly senior editor at Rotten Tomatoes. You can catch her on ABC, you said, after the Oscars, right?
Exactly. It's going to be great, and that means that I'm going to just touch up my makeup and try not to be too drunk.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, great. Good to talk to you. Have a great Oscars weekend. I know it's a fun weekend for you.
Thank you, guys. Happy Oscars.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.